In the lead up to Australia Day, Indigenous people from across the country have been holding workshops in Sydney to discuss a renewed push for a treaty. Our reporter Stephen Smiley caught up with some of them.
Josie Crawshaw is a Gurindji woman from the Northern Territory whose ancestors, led by Vincent Lingari, staged a walk-off and strike at Wave Hill Station in the 1960s. She's opposed to the date of today's holiday, but says there are bigger challenges for Indigenous people.
Changing the date doesn't change our situation. We still have the battle of really having that truth-telling and feeling we can be really reconciled as a country.
And it's that battle that's brought her to Sydney this week for a series of workshops with about 60 other Indigenous people on the topic of treaty.
We are veterans of a 238-year war, and we believe that a treaty, while it's not the panacea, but there are many modern treaties, we've got a chance to learn from them, strengthen and give us real influence and power as the sovereign people of this country.
What form that treaty might take remains a subject of discussion. And Terry Mason, who's an Indigenous union leader from the Newcastle area in New South Wales, isn't envisaging a quick resolution.
Treaty may not be settled in my lifetime, probably won't in a satisfactory form. But if it takes us 20 years to do this right, we must do it right.
Terry Mason's critical of the process that led to the so-called Statement from the Heart earlier this year. He also has concerns about how the state government in Victoria is going about negotiations for a promised treaty with the Indigenous community in that state too.
They're establishing in Victoria the concept of setting up an Aboriginal corporation to negotiate a treaty. That's virtually the government negotiating a treaty with its own corporation, in other words, itself.
Kaurna woman and Adelaide Indigenous rights activist Katrina Gullapina Power agrees consensus remains some way off. She's suggesting reserved seats for Indigenous people in the National Parliament, but first wants to hear whether other Indigenous people agree.
I'm not going to set myself up as some queen of Aboriginal Australia. I'm not going to preempt what it might look like. I want to wait to have the and do it proper culture way, not media way, not politic way. Black way, full stop.
That's Kaurna Indigenous activist Katrina Gullapina Power speaking with our reporter Stephen Smiley.